from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who are right there in a pennant chase, who are right there in the wild card spot with the third spot, a half game out of the second. We alluded to the bullpen a little bit. Hunter Harvey, while he has been disappointing to this point based off of what they gave up. Remember, yes, they have control on him next year, so let's see.
The Caden Wallace felt like a good a big give.
But to this point, the performance has been rocky, and then now you're dealing with an injury. He's officially on the IL with a back issue, not the same back issue that he missed one or two outings or two games for. I texted my buddy in D.C. You guys know I on BetQL, I do a show with Grant Paulson. I texted him because he covers the Nationals. He got to know Hunter Harvey a little bit. I said, hey, was back problems ever a thing in his time? And he said, no, this is a new thing. So maybe it makes you feel better, like not right in the moment. But
it hasn't been like a problem he's dealt with his entire career.
Correct. This is new. This is a new issue, unfortunately. And maybe this goes back to, at the time he was traded, everybody acknowledged that the Nationals overworked Hunter Harvey this year. Early on, he was super effective, and they overused him. And maybe that is throwing off the entire season now for Hunter Harvey. And if that's the case, that's a real bummer because, yeah, they have control on him next year. But if he's not able to contribute the way they hoped for this year after trading what they did, that's a big misstep, unfortunately, for how this has played out.
Well, because if he worked out, then I feel like our conversations around the bullpen are entirely different. If he was just like a better than the other relievers, not a superstar closer gold, but just better than the other relievers on a consistency standpoint, well, then you're having a very different conversation. Well, then you got two guys who are consistent, and then you can mix and match, you know, like you're asking one other guy to be more consistent or two other guys to be a little more consistent. You're not asking for the world. Versus now, you are stuck in the same position that you've been in since you traded for Urseg, which is you trust Urseg, and you don't know when to use him, because the problem is, if you don't use him in the seventh to get yourself out of the jam, do you even need him in the ninth by the time he gets back to him? Because what I'm trying to figure out is, what's weird about it, though, is they have this year been willing to be like, you're the ninth inning guy. Ninth every time, MacArthur. Ninth every time. Like, they have used a couple of guys where they have said, you're essentially the closer. You are pitching in the last inning of the game, is how they have used people rather than leverage. I know new modern baseball would suggest the inning doesn't matter.
Right.
But they weren't doing that early in the year, maybe because they didn't trust anybody in particular.
At times they did.
Why not just put Urseg in the ninth?
At times they did, though. I mean, heck, that's why some of the numbers we pointed out earlier in the year with MacArthur, I mean, they did have, when he came, you know, he came in the eighth inning a handful of times, majority of it was the ninth, because at one point, this speaks to the bigger problem all year with the bullpen. At one point in time, I know it sounds crazy now, but at one point in time, MacArthur, with the stuff that he had, he was one of their best options.
He was.
I mean, we can act like now where we're at, but at one point that was the truth. And Urseg has the best stuff in the pen, pretty clear.
You think?
It's not even close.
God, he's fun.
Not even close. But I think they're going to continue to use him in the highest leverage, whether that's the ninth or the eighth or the seventh. And you brought up the scenario. This is the problem. People will be critical when they're like, hey, use him in the seventh. Why didn't you save him for the ninth?
But you're going to need him in the ninth if everybody blew it before
then. If other guys have issues, you know, I'll pick on Angel Zerpa, I guess, in this scenario. I could pick any.
He had a rough weekend.
I could pick any name just about. But, you know, you throw his name in the mix. Okay, so he pitches in the seventh instead. Well, if that blows up and you give up four runs, well, then Urseg's not even being utilized in the ninth. And I think that might be some of the thought process. Highest leverage, when things are the diciest, they're going to go with their best arm, and that's Urseg. If that happens to be the ninth inning, great. Like tonight, if you get the starting pitching outing you're hoping from and you get seven innings from your starter, which would be incredible, well, then, yeah, Urseg probably is going to pitch in the ninth inning. I mean,
but if it's the seventh and there are two on.
If it's the seventh and there's a top of the order coming up, top of the order coming up, it might be Urseg.
I wonder if we're overthinking it a little bit in that regard, though, because there is still something about it is still pitching and leverage to pitch in the seventh when you're up three. But, man, it is different if you were pitching in the ninth up three. I think if you have this level of inconsistency in your bullpen, you might need to rethink your strategy of, I want him to get the three biggest outs regardless of the inning,
sure,
starting in the seventh, and instead tell yourself that 1-2-3 in the seventh, you'd rather have Urseg up against, let's just say it's 8-9-1 or 7-8-9, you know, whatever it's going to end up being, 9-1-2 if somebody lets up a hit or two, and you might just trust yourself there instead.
Look, we're all trying to figure out, and the Royals, frankly, this entire year have been trying to figure out this bullpen. But like this text says, I would rather them get blown up in the seventh than get blown up in the ninth.
The difference is the same. I don't want them to get blown up at all.
What? Are you just mad that you invested your time in the game, and then you feel like you would have already stopped watching it or listening in the seventh? Because otherwise, I don't get that logic. Like, I hear you. It's more disappointing when you seem closer to winning the game. But either way, you're blowing the game in the seventh or you blow it in the ninth. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, I just...
You blow it in the seventh. What is your argument that, you know, that they have two innings to come back from it? Is that the argument? You're already up three, though.
You just feel less bad emotionally. The problem is the same, because then you run into a usage thing too, where if you're always saving him for the ninth, that's not always when you need him. For instance, if you'd saved him for the ninth on their win on Saturday, he doesn't pitch. He doesn't pitch at all, as a matter of fact. He doesn't come in for the, now in this case, they use him for the four out save, but he doesn't come in at all, because by then they would have had a 5-run lead and they just put somebody else in. And it wouldn't have mattered exactly when he pitched. But I like that they brought him in for the final out and were planning for an out save and did still leave him in that game to get the win.
Yeah, so the same texter, you would have three more innings to score runs. Yes, but if...
They have those innings no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. That's just like mental coping or mental gymnastics, yeah.
We're telling you that like they want him to get important outs. They don't care what inning those important outs are in, and you're more likely to get those guys out with Urseg than you are some other pitcher in there. We're changing the possibility of a run's being scored, not the number of outs remaining to score. In this hypothetical, you have nine outs against whatever pitcher. You have the same opportunity to score in those nine outs, whether they have the lead or are behind. Although I would make the argument, if they are behind, you know, like if they are in the lead, you know, maybe less pressure to score
seventh
those
inning,
runs.
Seventh inning, if all of a sudden you go from up three to down four, then you're in big trouble at that point. You can say, oh, you got a couple innings to come back, but there's also natural issues that come up with that, not to mention your opponent, who maybe they all of a sudden, Cody, now their closer's in play and they're going to utilize him differently. So either way, I know we're all just trying to talk through ways to get this thing right, because we all recognize it's the biggest issue with this baseball team that, despite that, is sitting in a really good spot, sitting in a really good spot with 40-something to go.
Once again, because someone's like, this is the biggest series of the year. That's pretty much the rest of the way, right? They have a road series for a team they're only a game back of game back for the second wild card spot, while holding on to, by what, 2.5 games, the final wild card spot before they hit the most difficult stretch, arguably, of their entire season in a few weeks. Yeah, every series is going to feel massive at this point because we can taste the playoffs again. That's what it comes down to. The bullpen frustrates us more because we can taste the playoffs. If they had a top, this is what's funny. It's like, well, if they had a top 10 bullpen, yeah, they'd have the best record in the American League. You want to know the truth? If they had a top 10 bullpen, if every pitcher they had signed to be in the bullpen was HD or whatever, they didn't have to be that. If they were just a top 10 bullpen, they would be the best team in the American League. But I can't not.
Every team would say
that.
They
could only spend so much money. They spend their money on the starting pitching, and that's gangbusters.
Right, I mean, pick whatever team, you know, pick the Guardians.
If you chose their weakest.
Yeah, use Guardians, for example. They've already been one of the best teams in baseball, but if you told them that they suddenly had two all-star starting pitchers, they'd say, well, we'd be the best team in baseball. Well, no kidding. Like,
probably.
We can do that with a lot of teams.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.